We're going to try and catch up with Matt Whitcomb, the coach of the U.S. women's team, and talk to him about the fabulous day today in Italy, where they won, Jesse Dickens and Keegan Randall won team sprint gold.
Hi, this is Matt.
Hey, Matt Whitcomb. This is Benjamin from Ski Tracks. How you doing?
Great, Benjamin.
Fabulous. So, congratulations, Matt.
Thank you very much.
It's the USA's first gold world championship medal, correct?
That's right.
I think Keegan had the first one, a silver?
Yeah, I'm not much of a statistician, so I generally learn from people telling me as the day happens, but I think that is the case.
Okay, that's good. I mean, we're supposed to be the experts on this, but sometimes we help. We look for you guys to help us out, too. In any event, winning a medal is that's what it's all about. So we can do the tally later when we do the report. So very exciting,
yeah, exactly.
Very exciting day, eh? With Jesse Dickens pulling out a real humdinger of a penultimate leg, eh?
Yeah, absolutely. Nothing too surprising about it. It was just a good example of Keegan and Jesse in form, and they looked phenomenal out there today. It was really fitting. I thought that we got our first medal of this championships in a team event. You know, there's obviously a lot of people behind that, namely Jesse and Keegan, but a whole team of athletes that have contributed in workouts and trying to be on this team themselves and pushing each other. So it's a big group effort that was behind this one today, and the WAC staff just put together killer skis.
No, for sure. It's a whole team effort, you know, from the families that support the athletes and the clubs and of course, all the U.S. People that are there, like you said, the wax techs, et cetera. I think Eric Flora played a key role today, eh?
Yeah, he definitely did. The radio's kind of lit up and, you know, Dickens needed pole, and we're down in the stadium and see up on the Jumbotron. Eric just come running out of the pole station, and I got a pole to her just in time, and Jesse clearly didn't spaz out at all. For those that saw the race, I'll agree. She just kept on skiing, and she's got incredibly powerful legs and was able to keep her speed going and remain unflustered. So you hardly noticed unless you were watching closely, and thankfully Eric was.
Yeah, no, it was pretty incredible. I mean, she was leading and then lost the pole, and I remember watching, and her she sort of kind of let out maybe a yell or something. You couldn't tell because she was also breathing hard, but she didn't lose a pace, and as she said in the interview, we just talked to her that she's using mostly her legs anyway, so. But of course, it was key that Eric was there with the pole, despite that it was an odd size for her. Still, it was crucial for her to have it to finish the leg strong. And in fact, I think she even accelerated. As she said, she was even more fired up when that happened.
Yeah, exactly. And the pole wasn't actually that tall. It wasn't. It was you know, at that point, you'll take a 170 if somebody gives it to you. It's just nice to have the tool back in your hand. But she did a great job just hanging on and probably pulling a bit of motivation out of overcoming that challenge mid-race and then just lit people up. So that was great.
Absolutely. It brought back memories of Becky Scott and Sarah Renner. I think Renner lost her pole and was given one, I think it was at the Olympics.
A Norwegian, maybe.
Yeah, it was a Norwegian, yeah, and they ended up with the silver. So, you know, it's just the fate of what's happening on course. And, of course, it was bad luck for the Norwegians when Osberg fell. And anything can happen when you're racing. And
that's for sure.
But the two girls really put the hammer down and put together a fine day of racing. Amazing feeling for Keegan to come across the line with her second world medal.
Yeah, exactly. No, it was great to watch. It's so easy to be happy for these two girls, and you know, outside of all of the American fans that were here from World Masters and the parents and friends that came from the U.S. I mean, we have developed quite a few European fans as well. It's we're not alone over here in Europe anymore. It's a pretty supportive environment. So the girls certainly impressed out there on the course today.
Absolutely. I think that's been coming out over the years, year by year, the Americans are getting more respect over there. And of course, now the girls have really, you know, the news is far and wide now. Gold for the USA in the team sprint.
Yeah, great, great. Good to hear.
Very good, Matt. Well, listen, congratulations again. A real affirmation of the program and everything that you guys have been putting forth behind the scenes and on the snow. So congratulations again and all the best with the rest of the championships.
Yeah, well, thanks a lot for helping us build popularity for the sport with great coverage. You guys are doing a great job, so we appreciate your work.
Thanks so much, Matt. All the best.